Until now, poultry inspection has been governed by a law written in 1957. It's 9 pages long. The new rule from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service fills 379 pages. Even accounting for differences in font type and size and formatting, it's still clear there's a whole lot more in this one. In the mid-20th century, there was no provision for microbial testing. But for years now, both companies and the USDA's inspectors have been looking for Salmonella and Campylobacter, the two bacteria in chicken most likely to make people sick.
New regulation means that now this is mandatory. In the past, that is not mandatory.
That's Iowa State University animal science professor Dong An. He says companies and the government will now split the inspection duties into two related but separate arenas.
First, each carcass will be examined by the company employees, and then later, USDA inspectors. And their focus is for safety issues, not the quality issues. In the past, they did both quality and safety issues.
Shifting the first inspection of carcasses away from the government inspectors and to company employees doesn't sit well with some people. Wayne Pacelli is executive director of the Humane Society of the United States.
Generally speaking, the meat industry has not performed well when it's been offered self-regulation opportunities.
Other critics have said workers may feel pressured to please their supervisors and not the federal inspectors, who may catch workers' mistakes. Also, some claim the required testing isn't as robust as it could be. But there's one thing Pacelli is satisfied with. After much public comment about a proposal to increase the speed at which chickens move down the processing line, the government backed down.
We were pleased that the line speed piece was extracted from the final rule. They maintained the existing maximum line speed.
But that also applies to the 24 or so pilot plants that were testing the faster line speeds. They'll be allowed to keep them. The union representing federal inspectors also objected to the proposed speed. It remains concerned that the final rule will reduce the number of inspectors. Stan Painter, president of the National Joint Council of Food Inspection Locals, says too much responsibility will be shifted to companies.
You cannot expect everyone to do as they're supposed to do. If we were all self-regulatory, then we wouldn't be overweight, we wouldn't be thieves, we would not be drug addicts, on and on and on and on and on.
Painter has opposed the new rule since the beginning because he says the goals included saving both the USDA and companies money.
Now, as a regulatory agency, why the hell are we interested in how much industry is going to save?
The government never explicitly said industry would save money. In fact, it provides estimates of how much the new rule, some of which is voluntary, will cost industry. But it also shows savings to taxpayers, partly in the form of fewer federal inspectors, and that hurts the union. Though now final, the Modernization of Poultry Slaughter Inspection rule still won't take effect until at least the spring of 2015. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.